we started seeing a pattern where parents were saying, I didn't know.
Sergeant Tommy Isaacson with the Santa Rosa Police Department supervises the gang crimes division. He says that parents can have a huge influence on their children and their likelihood to join or leave gangs. But if they can't recognize the signs, they can't help. He's teaching a group of about 20 people who showed up to the event how to recognize gang activity. He pulls up two videos for an example.
The first one is a fight in a convenience store over colors. The second video is someone being stabbed 17 times.
He explains that there are two prominent gangs here in Santa Rosa, Norteños and Sureños. He says that gang violence isn't concentrated in one section of the city. It can be anywhere. He shows attendees how to monitor youths for signs that they may be involved.
They can look for dots, tattoos, handwriting, specific monikers, or seeing a common color, red or blue.
Salvador Sanchez Strawbridge helped organize this training. He's the community outreach organizer for the city's violence prevention partnership. Sanchez Strawbridge joined a gang in his youth here in Santa Rosa.
So we're not gangbanging for anything. They say it's about territory or drug money. No, it's just a bunch of hurt people getting their frustrations off. And so what we're trying to do here is redirect all of that. And so anything that they have a void in their life, we try to fill that void with something positive that will change their life, because we look at violence as a public health issue. And so we need to address it that way.
The city's Violence Prevention Partnership helps pair youth with nonprofit organizations that can help them get involved in other activities, like group hiking trips or working a job. Julie Green is the wraparound coordinator with the partnership, and she says they released a study this spring on how effective these programs are.
We're able to show that 88% of the youth who participated in our program did not reoffend. So we thought that was, you know, proven that what we're doing is working, which is just offering intensive services and wraparound case management to these youth.
They hope these services will not only have an impact on the families involved, but also the greater community.
I mean, if you look at health through like a broader lens, it's not just physical, it's mental, emotional. And a youth that is living in a neighborhood that may be hearing gunshots, or a youth that who's involved in a gunfight or being shot at or who's been stabbed or watched their friend be stabbed, that's a trauma that they're going to live with. So that can have a huge impact on their life and their health moving forward.
Green says that the city's gang problem has drastically reduced since 2004. When the city set aside tax dollars for gang prevention efforts, Roseland residents may see some additional improvements in their neighborhood due to that funding. The recent annexation by the city of Santa Rosa means the police department will be doing more outreach in that area. Here's Sergeant Isaacson again.
The police department handles a lot more than the sheriff's department did. You know, the sheriff's department would have to, they would contract out with CHP when they had traffic accidents and stuff like that. The Santa Rosa Police Department's a one-stop shop. You're going to get a community outreach, because that is the philosophy from the chief down, is to work with the community. We can't solve community problems without the community efforts.
Which is why it's crucial to train parents and the general community to recognize the signs of gang activity. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.